Frank, how are you?
Noah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Whereabouts are you right now?
I'm calling you from Vancouver, Canada, where we just started work last Monday on season 5 of Falling Skies.
Wow, season 5. Yeah, season 4 of the finale of Falling Skies. What was the reaction to that from on your end?
Positive enough that they picked us up for a fifth season.
For those who don't know about the series, how would you describe it there, Noah?
It's a science fiction alien invasion show. I mean, it's really a family drama set against the backdrop of a science fiction alien invasion show. I play a guy named Tom Mason, who was a history professor, father of three, and then suddenly we get invaded by another world of beings, and most of the world's population is decimated, and the power grid is knocked out, and those few survivors have to sort of revert to a 19th century form of existence and fight the aliens and try and win the planet back.
Yeah, well, Vancouver looks exactly like that, right?
It is very post-apocalyptic appearance. What it is it's rainy and kind of gloomy, which makes for a very nice texture for our show.
Today is the day the ER is celebrating its 20th anniversary, right?
Is it today?
Yeah, on this day back in 1994, ER debuted on NBC.
Well, how about that?
Do you remember where you were 20 years ago? Like, what were you doing on that day?
When the pilot came on the air, Eric LaSalle threw a party at his apartment, at his place for everybody to watch it. And we all went over there and watched it together, the whole cast and a lot of the crew.
Yeah.
I was living in an apartment in Hollywood with a ficus tree and a cat. And couldn't believe that my life was about to change. At that night, I had no idea. I thought I was on a show that was probably going to run 6 or 7 episodes and then get canceled. But that was really the beginning of a radical change for me.
Yeah. Now, looking back at that, do you keep in touch with most of the cast?
We keep in touch as best we can. We're all kind of busy people. A lot of us have huge careers or kids or live in different states. So I would say I keep in touch mostly with Eric LaSalle and George and Sherry Stringfield. Yeah. I see Juliana every now and again at award shows. Yeah. I haven't seen Anthony in a very long time. I'd like to see him again.
Mm-hmm. Are you invited to George Clooney's wedding?
No, but I didn't invite him to mine either, so they're pro quo.
How has married life changed you there, Noah? Because you recently got married in the summer, too.
How has it changed me? I'm looking at my wife across the room as I answer this. I don't think it's changed me at all. I'm having a great time, though. We're very happy.
What can you tell us about Edmonton? You are going to be coming here for our expo. Have you been up here to Edmonton, Alberta at all?
It's a couple of firsts for me. I've never been to Edmonton before, and I've never done a convention before. So I'm excited about both. Yeah, I've been on the show for a while. ER was never the kind of convention-oriented show, and it's taken me a while to sort of get in the game. But I'm really curious to go out and meet the fans in Edmonton, hear what they have to say about the show, and see what conventions are all about. I think it starts with the genre. Science fiction, fantasy is kind of the mainstay of most of these conventions, at least the Comic-Cons that I've attended. Yeah. We've got spaceships and ray guns and beautiful girls and tough guys running around. It makes for good fanboy entertainment.
Yeah.
But I like to think that our show taps into, that more of a drama vein as well, and that we try to make these characters as realistic as possible, at least in the way they react to their circumstances, and therefore make them believable and relatable, and connects with people on that level.
I can't believe it's already 5 seasons of the show, Noah.
You and me both. I can't believe it's been 20 years since the yard debut. So.
There you go. Are you a collector yourself? Do you have something that you nerd over?
Yes, I call myself a collector. Most people would probably call me a hoarder. I come from a long line of pickers and junkers and collectors and hoarders and pack rats, sentimentalists. So it's in the blood. Yeah, I collect a lot of different things. And one of my collections is sort of movie memorabilia, props from movies or costume pieces or autographs of some of my favorite people. I've got pretty good collection.
What is your prized item?
My prized item.
What is that one item that's like, yes, this is it?
Well, I bought a few items. Marlon Brando passed away.
Yeah.
A lot of his belongings went up for sale at Sotheby's auction, or at Christie's, rather. And I wanted something that was his, but I didn't want something that was really obvious. Mm-hmm. So I bought his keychain, which is a beautiful kind of silver fob keychain. It's very heavy. And and use that every day. And he had a collection of kaleidoscopes, like 10 or 11 different kaleidoscopes that he picked up all over the world. And so I bought that too, and I like the idea of looking through these kaleidoscopes and thinking about him looking through in all these different shapes and patterns that they make. They're very beautiful.
That's amazing that you actually have the keychain on you at all times, hey?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a good luck charm, you know. I carry it in my, even up here in Vancouver where I'm not driving, I have it in my briefcase. I just sort of carry it with me like a lucky talisman.
I would take it too, you being a collector, do you take items off of the Falling Skies set at all?
Because you I take a signature kind of wardrobe piece. So, you know, I took my lab coat from ER, and I took this character I play in these movies called the Librarian movies. I took a couple items of Flynn Carson's clothing, and I took Tom Mason's battle coat home at the end of the first season.
That's awesome.
I have a couple of artifacts from the ER set. I took one of the emergency room doors that we smashed through on our way to the trauma room. I've got that up in my house, and I took an exit sign and a couple of things.
Do you remember any of the medical terms? Isn't your mom part of the medical field too, I guess, or what?
She was, yeah. She was a nurse for 20 years in a hospital in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And, it's sort of like a party trick, but I've got a huge monologue of medical terminology that I had to learn in the first season that for some reason it's just stayed with me now for 20 years.
Like what, for instance, like really quick, what would you say as a party trick?
I would say something like, 65-year-old male with severe peripheral vascular disease manifested by claudication of the left calf 10 days post-op from Mercy General after having an aortic bifemoral bypass. Normal post-operative course till about 6 hours ago when he began to experience the lower left quadrant pain without palliative provoking factors, BP 120 over 80, pulse 112, respiration 78. Upon auscultation, diminished breath sounds were noted at the base of the patient's red lung and tree. I tested vocal fremitus per BAPE second edition, leading me to a diagnosis of pleural effusion confirmed by this radiograph, which shows fluid in the patient's right costophrenic sulcus.
Wow. And that's all legit, right, Noah?
If you ask. That's all legit, yeah.
Wow. And what, that was from the first season?
That was in the third or fourth episode. And the reason I learned it so thoroughly is that in the pilot, Eric LaSalle had to give one of those long speeches. We called them bullets. He had to give a bullet going down the hallway.
Yeah.
And that's usually in a long one, Steadicam shot, so you can't screw it up. Otherwise, you have to start it over again and try and get it in one take. And it took Eric 22 takes and the very last magazine of film that they had on the Warner Brothers lot to get it. And I made merciless fun of him. And then turnabout is fair play. 2 weeks later, they wrote one for me, and he was ready. He was ready.
Yeah.
And I made sure that I knew that thing backwards and forwards, upwards and downwards. And I got it in two or three takes.
I just love that dynamic between you and Eric. You can totally tell through
it.
Through
it exists to this day.
Yeah, I love that.
To this day.
I just love the fact
that it makes work more fun.
Yeah, totally.
When you put a little edge of competition underneath it.